Friends, welcome to our online devotional. If you have coffee, feel free to have some coffee while we chat together. It's Holy Week, First Baptist Church. Tomorrow evening at 7, we'll have a Maundy Thursday service in the vestry, and all are welcome. Friday at 7 p.m. in the sanctuary, we'll have our annual Good Friday service. Sunday at 6 a.m., sunrise service down by the lake. I understand we're going to have some coffee, et cetera, after downstairs in the church, if you wish to stay for that. And then, of course, our combined 11 o'clock Easter service. Looking forward to celebrating the resurrection with you, and look forward to a great weekend. I was on YouTube, and I noticed that these devotions end up there as they get transferred from Facebook from time to time. These devotionals are not meant to be exhaustive, as you can imagine, more or less to introduce a topic, and then hopefully you will study more, and I'll have to perhaps go a little deeper if they're going to remain on YouTube to a broader audience. Having said that, we talked about the following topics by way of review. Israel, becoming a nation and their place in the prophetic world. At the end of the age, the new world order, one world government that will emerge. We talked about the man of lawlessness last time together, the Antichrist. And I'm going to talk about the tribulation today. And then in future weeks, we'll talk about the millennial reign of Christ and the new heavens and new earth to kind of round things off. But I want to review. We'll start with Israel. A lot of people talk about what's called replacement theology, that God has transferred all the promises to Israel to the church. And listen to what Paul says about that in Romans 11. God has not rejected his people. Romans 11:5, at this present time there is a remnant of Jews chosen by grace. Romans 11:25-26, lest you are wise in your own sight, I do not want you to be unaware of this mystery, brothers. A partial hardening has come upon Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in, and in this way all Israel will be saved. So, just a light touch on those verses, but it sounds to me and many others that God is not done with Israel. As we looked at Daniel chapter 9 and Matthew 24 about the fig tree blossoming, I know some disagree about that imagery. I believe it is talking about Israel and the covenant that will be made by this world leader in Daniel chapter 9, 24 through 27 during the tribulation. I believe all that is true as well. And then in Zechariah, when Christ returns, which we'll see when we talk about the millennium, they will see the one on whom they have pierced. They will look on him. So Israel is definitely in the prophetic world. And then the New World Order, we looked at the statue of Daniel 9, the four great empires. And basically the fourth becomes like the fifth, where the feet and the toes and so on become a new world order, which has not happened yet, but we certainly think we're seeing that process with the European Union and other groups coming together. The man of lawlessness, the Antichrist, we saw him in 2 Thessalonians 2, that the tribulation will not come until he's revealed. And of course, he's the one in Daniel 9 that will break the treaty with Israel, defile the temple and other things. And now we talk today, we'll introduce the tribulation and we'll have to do a little bit more. I like to try to keep these under 7 minutes and we're already at four. So again, in Daniel 9, it talks about a covenant for 7 years. And in the middle of that covenant, 3.5 years, that covenant will be broken. Matthew 24, let me read a couple verses there to you just to remind you about this tribulation. Jesus said it is coming. Matthew 24:21, Jesus says down through time that there will be a great tribulation such as has not been from the beginning of the world until now, and no will ever be. In other words, there will never be a tribulation as great or terrible as the one that is coming. So we know what's coming, and sorry for the pause. I'm scanning Matthew, but it's very clear in Matthew, Jeremiah 24, Daniel 9, that there will be a time of tribulation. Jesus goes on to say that if the days of the tribulation were not shortened, that no flesh would be saved. Now, Revelation 6 through 18, really, to me and to many other scholars, teachers, pastors, that would be talking about all the judgments and events that will transpire primarily on the second half of the Great Tribulation or the Tribulation. Some even call the Tribulation 7 years, but the Great Tribulation the last 3.5 of the seven. In Daniel 6 through 18, we get into all kinds, Revelation 6 through 18. Caffeine's not working. Revelation chapter 6 through 18. John, who is relaying the revelation of Jesus Christ, it's not his, it's Jesus's, but he wrote these things down. And starting in 6, he talks about the seven seals. We're going to see the 144,000 evangelists from the tribes of Israel. We're going to see after the seals, the seven trumpet judgments. And then after that, we will see the bowl judgments. We'll also see the two witnesses that will come to warn the earth, to preach and prophesy. And all this leading up to chapter 18, the fall of Babylon. So what I'd like to do next week is obviously we'll go into more detail. It might be in 2 weeks, but when we get together again, we'll review and go into the tribulation with more detail. Many believe that we are really right on the edge of the beginning, if not already in the entrance of the door, if you will, the tribulation, that we are definitely living in the end times and that the stage is set. So we'll talk about some of the signs of the tribulation and perhaps what the Bible says about when it will start. But as many will tell you, there really is nothing prophetically that necessarily has to happen. The only thing that needs to be around by the middle of the tribulation is the temple, because the Antichrist will enter that temple and defile it, declare himself as God. So keep watching for the signs. I pray you'll study these passages, Romans 11, Daniel 9, Matthew 24, and you might glance at Revelations chapter 6 through 18. Father, we know that we are in the end times, as Joel 2 tells us. And we pray, Lord, that you will prepare us, give us wisdom to understand the prophetic events of our day. Help us to be ready, and most importantly, that men and women will come to know Christ as their Savior, so they will be ready. We pray in Jesus' name. I look forward to seeing you this weekend. Thanks for bearing with me as a longer devotional. We look forward to a great resurrection weekend. God bless, and have a great day.